This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So what are your thoughts about 2024? What do you think might happen? Obviously, the election's coming up, but there may be some twists and turns. There certainly were in 2023. I think we all know about that. And there always are in whatever year you're talking about. Well, I didn't expect that this year, or I didn't expect that year, and so on and so forth. But, we've got a lot of things to look forward to in 2024. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. We're back live. We're glad to be back with you. We hope that everybody had a great Christmas holiday time, and we are certainly looking forward to a very happy new year, I believe. And in hour number one, I was talking a little bit about some of the promise the new year holds, and kind of think like this every time the calendar is getting ready to turn. But I'm hoping that this particular turn of the calendar is seriously going to be something hopefully that we've never seen before, or something starts happening in ways that just really do come together. It's an election year. It's a cliche that we always hear, well, this election is the most important election that we'll ever have, the most important election of our lifetime. And that is a cliche. Every politician says that at one point or another in their closing statement or something like that during a debate or during a campaign stop. But really, it's absolutely true. Perhaps more than ever before, this is really true because of the division that exists, because of the just out-and-out hostility that exists out there. People talking in the grocery store, people, you know, just at each other's throats. But here's the thing that we can do. I do believe that we can have conversations with people. I do believe that we can do a lot of good, especially right here on this program, in order to, advance our ideals, our values, our vision for the country. It's a vision that people can prosper, where the country is secure, where people can walk down the streets of the nation in any American city without, you know, some of the abject fear that accompanies that these days. I know that we can live in a country where people can say what they believe without total fear of retribution. We can live in a country where the mechanisms of government can work, or especially when the Supreme Court issues a decision about something, that it doesn't go haywire and people think, well, I didn't vote for that judge and they're anti-democratic and look what they're doing and this kind of thing. We're going to go over there and protest in front of their house. They didn't vote the way I wanted them to vote because of my political view as opposed to a legal, scholarly view. I think we can live in a country, hopefully, where that doesn't occur. Now, yes, I know I'm being a little bit Pollyannish. I'm being a little bit pie in the sky. But at the same time, we have to strive for the highest ideals, right? We have to strive for the things that will make us better overall. And so, again, as we move into 2024, just want to kind of echo the comments I said in hour number one. You know, We can make a real difference. This election is going to be huge. This election is going to be about whether or not the wheels go off the rails, you know, the train just derails completely, or we're going to continue on down the tracks, you know, heading out west, you know, doing our thing. That's what it needs to be about. And again, I am I'm a Ronald Reagan aficionado when it comes to this and the idea that America's best days are always ahead. And no matter what we see, no matter who's trying to divide us, by the way, because this is really interesting because it's always projected onto conservatives. Conservatives are trying to divide everybody. Conservatives just don't like people. They hate everybody, you know, this kind of thing. And nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, many times conservatives are much more about liberty and, you know, following your own path and your bliss, basically, because the government shouldn't be able to tell you you can't do that, right? But generally speaking, conservatives are much more attuned to the idea of self-determination as an individual and as a country than the far left is. The far left, you know, starts to really sort of identify, there's that word, identify much more with authoritarianism than they ever do with the will of the people and whether or not individual freedoms are preserved and whether or not your right to self-expression and to freedom of speech and all these things are preserved for reals. Okay? It's a California term, I think, right? For reals. And it's kind of interesting sometimes how those things are projected onto conservatives. So conservatives, they just, you know, oh, Donald Trump, by the way, that's the first mention of Trump here this morning, but it's always the same. Oh, well, Donald Trump, he's going to do things as president, even though they're legal, he will be an authoritarian. And they try to say all this stuff. You know why? Because they're trying to get you to believe somehow that they just have your best interest at heart. They're going to preserve and protect and defend all your rights, right? Well, with notable exceptions. Notable exceptions, because we know that some of the rights you have, they shouldn't even be there. How do they ever get into the Constitution, into the Bill of Rights, is a mystery to them. And the Second Amendment, you know, stuff like that. But that's what they're up to, folks. And, folks, we're not going to let them, because we are going to have an election this year that is going to knock their socks off, I think. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We're sailing into hour number two of the program this morning. And we hope that you're having a great morning. And we're coming right back after this short interlude with a lot more. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Gasoline is just a teensy-weensy little bit less expensive than it was just a little while ago. Nobody's walking in L.A. Nobody is, I can tell you that much. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. Feels like a Monday because we're back first time live here since the Christmas holiday. But we hope that you're doing well. It is Wednesday, and we've got a lot more to talk about as we go through the program this morning. I did mention something in hour number one. And this also has to do with walking, as far as I know. Maybe not walking in L.A., maybe walking to L.A., but there is a massive migrant caravan heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. It's the largest in over a year and could go up to some 15,000 people, according to one activist, this from the New York Post. The massive migrant caravan making its way through Mexico to the U.S. border is the largest in more than a year. It was revealed more than 730,000 asylum seekers have been encountered at the southern border since October alone. Okay? The hordes of migrants, primarily from Cuba, Haiti, and Honduras, set off for the United States on Sunday, walking more than 9 miles from the Mexican southern border of Tapachula to get to the Alvaro Obregon. An estimated 8,000 asylum seekers are en route, making the largest migrant caravan approach in the U.S. since June of 2022. Their Christmas Eve dinner comprised sandwiches, a bottle of water, and a banana handled out by a local church, and they spent Christmas night sleeping on cardboard or plastic under awnings and tents. But radical migrant rights activist Luis Garcia Villagran, who is accompanying the group, has warned that the caravan could grow to 15,000 people carrying signs reading Exodus from Poverty by the time it reaches the border. We won't stop. We'll keep walking, he vowed. the migrant caravan making its way to the United States, as large as in over a year, as they were saying, with an estimated 6,000 people en route. Okay, so now, basically, put a pin in that there real quick, because here's another related story, and I'll come right back to this, but this definitely relates to it, and that is the idea of how many individuals on the terror watch list border officials have already apprehended in fiscal year 2024. This from Town Hall. Record illegal border crossing numbers have highlighted a major threat to America's national security. Yeah, that's putting it mildly, right? In just the first 2 months of the new fiscal year, Border Patrol officials have already apprehended 31 individuals who are on the terror watch list. Because remember, the United States fiscal year is different than the calendar year. But just since that started, right, over the last couple of months, basically, 31 people on the terrorist watch list? U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection explains that the watch list began to, quote, to house information on known or suspected terrorists. They're called KSTs. But has evolved over the last decade to include additional individuals who represent a potential threat to the United States, including known affiliates of watch-listed individuals. While officials emphasize that encounters of individuals on the watch list are, quote, very uncommon, they have been increasing significantly in recent years. A chart on the CPB website details the tallies for each year. In fiscal 2017, there were 2 encounters. In fiscal year 2018, officials apprehended 6 individuals. While 3 were caught in each fiscal year 2019 and fiscal year 2020, the number jumped to 16 in 2021 to 98 in fiscal year 2022, and Border Patrol encountered 172 in fiscal year 2023. If the fiscal year just started again just recently, and it's how many so far? 31. We're on pace, everybody. We're on pace to have a significant number of watch-listed individuals enter the country, at least try to enter the country. Now, you know, how many potential terrorists or evildoers or people with bad intentions does it take in order to have a catastrophe? Well, it takes like one, right? It could be one, or it could be a group. TDS watch listed non-citizens encountered by CBP Office of Field Operations at land ports of entry prior to entry into the United States may be denied admission to our country upon presentation, barring justification for their arrest under CPB policy, CPB's website explains. TSDS, watch-listed individuals encountered by the U.S. Border Patrol after entering the country without inspection, may be detained and removed to the extent possible under CBP policy, or turned over to another government agency for subsequent detention or law enforcement action as appropriate. Okay, so, as I said, remember to put a pen in that other story we're talking about, and that is the caravan that's coming. So it's interesting because they've got these signs, right? They've got these signs. That they're carrying signs reading, quote, "Exodus from poverty." Well, I'm sure we all can sympathize with that whole notion, the exodus from poverty. It's people trying to get away from poverty. But I got to tell you, the far left and the Biden administration people and, you know, everybody who's kind of, you know, singing the praises of let's have all this sort of illegal immigration going on, these people are not coming to this country and will not have a great opportunity at this point to escape from poverty. Okay? I don't think that the Democrat Party elite, I'm not talking about rank-and-file Democrats, Democrats across the highways and byways, right? Your neighbors, you know, people like this. I don't think that they are like, in many ways, the Democrat Party elite insofar as these kinds of ridiculous policies and what they really believe is going to happen. That is to say that I think the Democrat Party elite know for sure that people are going to come here and they're coming here illegally, they're going to cross the border and so forth, and somehow everything's just going to get better for them. It's not. It's not designed to do that. The legal immigration, that's where that's really designed to do that. And so if they really want to have get out of poverty, they've got to find a way, you know, not just to march to the United States, but also to try to, do the right procedure. And it's unfortunate because the Democrat Party elite understand that it's destabilizing. They understand that eventually somebody's going to vote. If they're not already voting, people who are not eligible to vote already could be voting and already are in some cases, as we understand. But en masse, this is what the Democrat Party elite really want. And they know that it will keep them in power in perpetuity. And so they really don't care what it really means to individuals' lives. It doesn't really matter about the American dream. It doesn't really matter about any of these things. Vote for us. We'll continue to try to give you a pittance of things, because you'll sort of help us destroy our political enemies. We'll call them all racists. We'll just have a grand old time doing all this. And guess what? guess what? We stay in power. We make the rules. And just like Soviet Union style party structure, we will have all the great stuff. Right? We'll have all the great stuff, and then everybody else can, whatever it is that we give them. And you got to smile, and you got to be happy, and you got to say thank you, right? That's how it goes. So I would say to this activist, exodus from poverty, it might be a different story than what you think. Because the people who are really trying to encourage you on this, and don't give me this stuff about Kamala Harris went down to the border and went to the, because even last week on the show, right? What was that? Was it John Kirby who was saying, we're going to get to the root causes of this stuff. The root causes are we're investigating those. I thought we were investigating those day one of the Biden administration when Kamala Harris was supposed to go down to Central America and find out the root causes of immigration and find out the root causes of migration and this kind of thing. And, we're still nowhere. we're just still nowhere. But I'll tell you this, folks, when we come back, we do actually have a great audio clip that pertains to this exactly. And then also in terms of if you are caught or if you are processed and you've come into this country and you're not really supposed to be here, guess what? You may not have to show up to a court for another 7 years. 7 years. So, yes, they're lowering the boom right now, folks. They are just lowering the boom. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Stay right there. 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to opine this morning, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing attack.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries. Two missiles and several rockets fell on the city, and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive on New Year's Day. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo and Truist, and shipping services such as UPS and FedEx. American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow is denying that he sexually assaulted Paula Abdul. Abdul filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles alleging Lithgow sexually assaulted her multiple times when she was a judge on both American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the program. We have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about. And we've got a ways to go, so if you're just joining us, welcome to the program, of course. Kyle Warren with you, and don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Of course, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, before we open up the telephone lines here, we do want to hear this one audio clip that we have from also John Kirby, I believe, at the White House press briefing. I think it was one of the last questions they took recently, but it was a question having to do with if you're processed or caught as an illegal migrant, evidently you're getting a court date in 2031. Okay, here we go. Let's listen in. This just blows your mind. Let's listen.
Thank you. Honorable, has President Biden seen photos and videos from the past week of the sea of people crossing into this country illegally? I understand he's probably been briefed on it, but has he seen photos and videos of it actually happening?
I can't attest to what the content is of the material he gets every day, but he has been kept apprised and briefed, of course, by the domestic and national security teams on this. But what's in that content? I mean, I'm not part of those discussions.
Some illegal border crossers are being given court dates in 2031? What are they supposed to do here for 7 years?
Again, that's a better question put to DHS. I'm not in a position to talk about specific cases like that. The president believes that we've got to do better at immigration, and he's willing to talk and negotiate with members of Congress about immigration policy just as well as he is about border security. But I'm not in a position to talk
after
about this.
Someone's specific. Lived here for 7 years and presumably gotten a work permit and worked here. If their asylum claim is denied, are they really going to be deported, or is that just a problem for the next president?
Again, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals about specific cases. He does believe we need, and he has worked to increase legal pathways to citizenship. But obviously, illegal pathways, you know, you need to be held account if you're trying to come into the country illegally.
Yep. I'm telling you. Well, this from Fox News, a Colombian woman who entered the U.S. illegally by crossing the border in El Paso was released and told to check with U.S. and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in New York City in 2031. That's right. And so the woman's attorney, Matthew Colkin, told Fox News in the nearly 30 years of immigration law that he's practiced, the woman's release with a check-in 8 years from now is one of the most shocking things he's ever seen. Colkin said his client is a legitimate asylum seeker with what he believes is an airtight case. Well, nevertheless, you know, we'll just check in 7 years from now. Check in 7 years from now. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make this stuff up. Well, talking about checking in, let's check in here on the telephone lines. We've got Dan Tanafrank calling from Las Vegas, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Dan Tanafrank.
Yeah, I'm sure glad you're hanging around because you're one of the last dinosaurs that's actually running real talk radio now.
Well, thank you.
And not to say
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I understand. I mean, you're in good company from around the clock. These are really educated, really good people, but I understand why they've kind of gone away from the collars. Aside from that, you have to really pay attention to the verbiage and wordage, and just the evil of these networks when you get the news from the top to the bottom of the hour, and it's subconscious brainwashing is what I'm looking for, and you don't realize what they're doing. Like they're calling it the migrant surge. No, it's illegal aliens that have been told all the way down to Peru, come on in, the door's wide open, you have the blessings of a very evil, treasonous, illegitimate president. And tell me who said this quote, Kyle.
Okay.
The tree of liberty will need to be sown with the fertilizer of revolution every 20 years. Do you know who wrote that?
Yeah, who wrote that?
He was one of the authors of the Constitution. After he finished the Constitution, he wrote that. Thomas Jefferson. These are brilliant men that looked, they looked at all the governments from the Greek and everything, and they put together a pretty good, gift, our Constitution. And, I'm gonna leave you with this, Kyle. Every gun law in the books is an act of treason. You got a problem with guns, you need to pack your bags and get out of Dodge. Thank you for your time, Kyle.
Thanks, Dan Tanafrank, Las Vegas. Well, yeah, that's the Jefferson quote, and I appreciate that. I think that the founders had a particular perspective, and they would probably be incredibly surprised, maybe pleasantly so, that the Republic has endured, because there's another famous quote, right, from Benjamin Franklin at the Constitutional Convention, and goes something like this. You know, this lady asks him, "What have you given us, right, Mr. Franklin?" And he says, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it," right? Because they also had this perspective that things kind of didn't last very long. There was upheavals, there was revolution, and so on and so forth. So Thomas Jefferson said that, I think, in a particular time and space of history, right? and around about the time of the Constitution, the American Revolution, and so forth. The Constitution Convention, 1787, went into effect 1789 after being ratified. So in that time period, they were still probably wondering, I wonder if this is going to keep going, if it's going to endure. And it really is a testament to those who came after the founders that the Republic endured. It endured a civil war. It endured other various threats to it. And yet somehow, through it all, the United States is still here, it's still going strong, and it still has, again, that promise that I was talking about earlier. So the idea that the Tree of Liberty and this kind of thing, I think, is again, existing in a different space, because nobody's calling for armed revolution or this kind of thing. And I think it was put this way one time, too, and that is, you know, America doesn't need a revolution because it had a revolution. The revolution occurred in 1776. And so what we're doing now, of course, is and it's a very, very difficult uphill battle, isn't it? Because you have forces that have come against the United States, right, foreign and domestic, and those who don't revere the Constitution, those who don't think that the founders had the right idea, those who believe that somehow you could just wad that thing up. I'm going to do this. It's on radio. So here's a sound effect. I'm doing this live, by the way. It's a live sound effect. You can just wad that thing up and just toss it, right? And we're not going to do that. There are many who want to, and if they can't just wad it up, I'm going to do the sound effect again. If they just wad it up and toss it, what are they going to do? They're going to do it incrementally. And I appreciate what Dan Tanner Frank was talking about as well, especially when it comes to something like the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is there precisely to not have some kind of bloody revolution, but to prevent tyranny, right? That's what that's all about as well. And from their perspective, the founding fathers, they said to themselves, you know, we don't want some other force to come in here and try to take over, or we don't want somebody to try to take over from within, this kind of thing. So the people have to be able to protect themselves. Right? They have to be able to protect themselves to preserve the Constitution, to preserve the rights that are enumerated therein, those rights that don't come from a group of people sitting around a table saying, you know what, I think you could have this right right now, but we're going to curtail that one over here, and we're going to take this out. Let's have a, you know, you always hear about constitutional convention and stuff like that, and you're going to have all these states get together, and they're going to come up with a new thing. Well, that can cut both ways, right? But certainly what we're seeing these days are incremental, not so incremental attempts to try to take away your rights, not just your Second Amendment rights, but how about your First Amendment rights as well? And if your name's Donald Trump, then you get a special treatment of not being able to really have those First Amendment rights. But they have to apply to everybody, right? Or they're meaningless. But we do have to be very careful, because there are those who don't want the Constitution to endure. That's not us. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Thanks for the call. We're coming right back. Second Trucker Travel Report.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Great. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition is rolling along, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. Whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here as we head on out over the airwaves. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, of course, AM 930 as well, and everybody listening along GCN, the GCN network, and GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we appreciate all the hard work that they do for us as well. All right, folks, it's time once again for a Trucker Traveler Report. And we always have a song lined up that hopefully kind of keeps you going, keeps you moving, whatever it is that you're doing this morning. And none other than Eric Clapton is going to bring us on in to this next Trucker Traveler Report with a song called Pretending. A little pretending, though. astute listeners to the program know that I'm a pretty big Eric Clapton fan, so I got to tell you, there's so many songs by Eric Clapton that I just love, and you know, and sometimes you hear them after a while, and you go, oh yeah, this I remember this one. This is pretty cool. But overall, of course, Eric Clapton, amazing musician, amazing songwriter, and that's one of his really good ones too. Of course, Pretending. All right, so folks, welcome back. We do have the Trucker Traveler report here to tell you about this hour. You know, we've had those ice storms, basically from North Dakota. And all the way down into blizzard conditions in Colorado. They've got all kinds. There was all kinds of airport delays, cancellations, and so forth. All kinds of things happening in that area of the country. And we do see those ice storm alerts on the map again this morning. This is going to start up, of course, in North Dakota, eastern part of North Dakota, up near Grand Forks, come on down through Jamestown, Linton, down to McIntosh. Ice storm warning. Still got that ice storm warning basically in the northeastern quadrant of South Dakota. Becomes a blizzard warning as it moves on down into Nebraska, and then, of course, over into Wyoming, and also into, this is the eastern part of Wyoming, eastern part of Colorado as well. So if you're coming out I-70 heading towards Kansas, you still got that blizzard warning going on there. Areas of patchy freezing fog, we understand, could be on I-80. This coming in from Winnemucca over to the border with Utah there. High winds in southern Oregon still, so you have that to contend with. And we still have lots and lots of rain on the radar map. This is going to be over in through it's actually kind of moved a little bit east from Detroit from where we saw it last hour, but still covering part of the thumb of Michigan, heading on down across the lake, over to Cleveland, Ohio, down into parts of central Ohio, parts of western Pennsylvania, got the rain going on right now, and West Virginia, near Huntington, looks like we got that going on with the rain going there on the radar map. Also down into parts of Virginia itself, down through Virginia Beach. Looks like a lot of North Carolina over towards Durham, almost over to Winston-Salem is going on right now, heading down the coast of North Carolina. South Carolina, if you're going to be in the Georgetown area, a little bit of rain north of Charleston as well. So that's happening there on the radar map. So, and then, of course, so we mentioned on the Gulf Coast of Florida, we had some rain creeping in earlier around Cedar Key, but now we've got a lot of rain on the radar map. This is up near Bronson, Trenton, Ocala as well. So you have that happening. So definitely be aware of that. Be careful out there wherever you're going, especially through those blizzard conditions, because we are seeing a lot of snow on the radar near Columbia, Missouri. Snow mixed in with rain. This is going to be, if you're coming across I-70 there, northern Missouri as well. We've got snow heading over the border and into parts of southern Iowa. And then to round it out, in a place called Lebanon, Missouri, I-44, you've got all kinds of rain mixed in with snow, and that's going to head on down towards Springfield and also parts of the northwestern tip, basically, a northwestern corner, I should say, of Arkansas. We've got some rain on the radar there, too. All right, folks, be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. Well, again, what time is it? It's time to welcome Denise Simon back to the program. Good morning, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, we hope you had a great Christmas.
I was going to say Merry Christmas to everybody. I did. Thanks.
Excellent. Yes, well, Merry Christmas. And I know all the folks appreciate that. We're back live, and we have no shortage of things to talk about. And certainly, you know, we've got these retaliations, right? We've also got Israel took out an Iranian general, I believe, in Syria, correct?
Yeah, it looks like it. Isn't it nice that you have a country that's very serious about dealing with the threats that are out there and eliminating the people that need to be eliminated?
Indeed. Well, see, this is one of the reasons I was looking forward to talking with you this morning, and that is that you've got Israel that has taken that step. Now, what do you think about Joe Biden's retaliation for the U.S. service people that were injured in the other attack, and one of them was quite seriously injured, we understand?
That's right. And, you know, if you read Gerald Austin, Secretary Austin's press release on this, that Joe Biden authorized these strikes, and we will do everything we can to defend our service members. Well, they didn't defend them. You know, if you defend them, then you don't have a strike like that. I mean, they don't get injured. There isn't any, you know, this has been going on. There's been over 100 attacks. And if you're defending them, then there wouldn't be an attack to start with, correct?
Indeed. No, you're right about that. And they are in harm's way, in a big, big way in Syria.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
This is not new with the Houthis. And I would argue, has this Biden administration told the Saudis not to eliminate the Houthis in Yemen? Because remember, the Houthis were going after the Saudis in a big way to all their oil fields. That had been going on for years. So have we told Saudi Arabia to stand down?
Well, if we have, you know, we're just sort of shooting ourselves in the foot because,
of course.
Yeah, some of these ships are, I guess they're counting on, is it U.S. naval protection or do they have any other kind of private protection? But they can't keep just going out of their way, out of the Red Sea.
Well, they are.
But they have to. Yeah, they have to. Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right. So they are. They are doing that. So that is adding 10 days. That is adding a lot of money. The cost of, you know, moving that cargo, those cargo ships, you know, a long direction. So, I mean,
it's a bad situation, getting worse. But Denise, hold on right there because we're heading to the top of the hour. Folks, you're going to hear the top of the hour news. Get updated and we're coming back. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.